Muchos bombillos alumbran en todos los tres sectores. Hay que cuidar la turbina, también los transformadores.
That's Luis Eusebio Irias. He's the operator of a small hydroelectric power plant in the mountainous coffee country of northern Nicaragua. And he's singing a song he wrote about turbines and transformers to celebrate the arrival of electricity here in his remote corner of the country.
You think they're at the end of the world, but instead, it seems like heaven came down on us.
Nicaragua has the lowest electrification rate in Latin America. Nationwide, it's around 70%. But in rural places, electricity reaches less than a third of the people. Nicaragua has enough local renewable energy sources to replace all of its current power production. Instead, about four-fifths of the country's electricity comes from burning oil, all of which it has to import.
Whereas here, it's a theme or a saying of the Sandinista revolution that everybody contributes a grain of sand. That's our grain of sand, is the electrification.
Rebecca Leaf is the director of the Benjamin Linder Association for Development Workers in El Cuá, a town of about 3,000 people. Like many other internacionalistas, she moved to Nicaragua in the 1980s to help the Sandinista movement. Since then, she's designed and built dozens of hydroelectric projects deep in Nicaragua's northern mountains. The challenges have changed since the 1980s when Nicaragua was in the middle of a civil war, her colleague José Luis Olivas tells me. Olivas is standing below a mossy, gray dam in the tropical forest near the town of San José de Bocay, north of El Cuá.
It was here in those years, well, to be exact, in April, the 22nd of April of 87, an armed group of counter-revolutionaries attacked Benjamin Linder and four people working with him and killed him.
Linder was a major force behind El Cuá's first hydro plant. After his murder, his parents began raising funds to complete the Bocay project. The money allowed the association to hire workers like Olivas.
We have a moral commitment, right, with their ideals and with the population.
That might be the legacy Linder left. As an engineer, he taught many Nicaraguans how to build and maintain their own hydroelectric power plants. The association provides some of the funding and technical guidance, but it also requires the communities where they work to provide labor for installing the dam and power lines, and to come up with at least a part-time salary for a local plant operator. Abner Talon is an engineer with the Linder Association. He's in charge of expanding the network of power lines.
Una característica es, digamos, no se da todo el financiamiento total.
We don't give the whole financing for a reason. There are a lot of experiences where the people don't take care of it the way they should. Like they say, if it comes free, then we'll party.
Right now, residents of the San Ramon Valley near El Cuá are cutting vegetation and helping install posts for their own power line. Community member Salvador González pauses from laying out electric line along a dirt road. Here's what he plans to do once electricity reaches his home.
All this time we've lived in the dark here. I'll get a refrigerator and have my chilled soda, some chicken, some meat, popsicles.
Not too far from the San Ramon Valley, the association installed a small hydroplant on a coffee plantation owned by a man who fought with the Contras, the same group that killed Benjamin Linder. In fact, the association employs people who fought on both sides of the conflict.
Mi nombre es Martín Rivera.
My name is Martin Rivera. I work with coffee. Well, we use electricity for soldering, for fans. We use it for quite a few things.
And association director Rebecca Leaf says electricity has enabled other structural changes.
El Bote is a town of only 95 houses. But as soon as there was electricity available, they started increasing the years of schooling available and graduated the first class of high school students in El Bote about 3 years ago.
As the region's population has grown thanks to the arrival of electricity, so too has its environmental impact. It will never be the same now that people are growing beans, corn, and coffee, and even raising cattle here. Boanerje Rocha, an agricultural engineer, helps lead the association's effort to protect the watersheds that power their hydro plants.
We try to persuade people that we have to care for the forest, that the water depends on the forest and that water is life.
Water is life. It's also power. But harnessing it requires a lot of human engineering. People like José Luis Olivas have to train people like Luis Eusebio Irías to build and maintain their own hydropower infrastructure. And that's how Irías ended his song about the hydropower. Lots of light bulbs are shining now, he sings. We've got to take care of the project, which cost us so much. For Here and Now, I'm Lucas Lauerson in El Cuá, Nicaragua.
Hay que cuidar el proyecto que tanto los ha costado.
And that story from Lucas comes to us from our tech partner, IEEE Spectrum. This is Here and Now.